WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 750. Very happy to have in the studio with us.
You're not putting that hat on with the headphones.
Cletus.
Can't hear it.
The Hebrew Hammer, Seldon, is in the studio. Just tried to put radio headphones over his top hat. Didn't work. Are slick today.
No, baby.
Look at you, man.
They call me Leonardo DiCaprio in the morning. You're out of the shower.
You're all shined up, man. Last time I saw you, you had your arm in a sling. You ready to roll?
Yeah. Last time you saw me, I was wearing my cowboy boots.
No, I saw you at
denim on denim and with a sling.
I saw you at the charity fight.
Yeah, I had a huge reconstructive surgery done by James Pacey at Stony Brook Orthopedic.
Okay.
And the guy did a fantastic job. Did more than he was supposed to do.
Feel good?
Fantastic, yeah. He was so involved with me that he saw me running when I wasn't supposed to be working out.
Right.
And I tweeted it.
Oh, no.
And God, he was hitting me up.
Kept track of you?
Yeah.
Don't run.
Like, even yesterday, we went in there. It was like, Cletus has no referrals. Well, let him in. Let me in.
Let him in.
Here's some medication. Get out of here.
Is he trying to be a part of the entourage now for the fight and all that other stuff?
I hope so. But every time he's always not here. He has to go on a trip. So he hasn't even been to a fight yet. So,
dude, you sold this one out.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
He's fighting this Saturday night at the Paramount. It's a sellout.
Rocket Fights 22. Boxing.
Yeah, I'm so pumped. It's been a while. They even have the return of the Hebrew Hammer.
Yeah.
So he's in top shape and ready to go.
Oh, the Hebrew Hammer is?
Oh, that guy is incredible.
So you guys know right now, this is Cletus Seldon, a boy who grew up. What's your hometown? Shirley?
Shirley.
This is Cletus, but the Hebrew Hammer's another guy. That's the guy who goes in the ring on Saturday.
Yeah, so Cletus is the guy who doesn't really think before he speaks.
Right.
Gets in a lot of trouble all the time with everybody. So the Hebrew Hammer's that little nasty
bastard.
Clean-shaving guy.
That's a different breed of fighters. But he only comes out. Just want to put that wardrobe on.
I told
get my
you.
Hands wrapped.
Silk
They're
shorts.
Like, who is this guy?
Dude, I told you.
The alter ego.
I told you he was off his meds.
Yeah,
no. Well, I'll tell you what. It kicks in about another 20 minutes. So. We'll probably be done by then.
Who are you fighting?
Orlando Vazquez from Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
He's 18-7.
You're 17-0, huh?
17-0, 14 knockouts. Yeah, it's fantastic. With Vazquez, I usually like my chickens caged so I can teach Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
With him, I like him free range so I can send him back to Puerto Rico.
Look at you. How long you been working on that line? the whole drive over?
I think it was like 3 weeks ago. I was saving it for one radio station. I said I was going to save it this one.
There you go. Thanks, buddy. You do a lot of radio interviews? Do they have you doing a lot of that stuff?
I do interviews constantly, especially video ones.
Right
now we got a documentary going on of how the inside of fighting is. Everybody gets to see the fun.
Right.
Oh, there he is. He goes in the ring. He knocks the guy out. He trained for 5 seconds, and it's all over.
Right.
This documentary is totally different. It's not just around me. It's about my whole team and how all of us come together and how it all works in a unity. And in training camp, this guy's been here. Came in at 2 a.m. Sit on my couch. Cameron McKee, I actually did not wake up.
Right.
And he'll be following me around all day. He'll be at the weigh-ins, fights. He's been in West Palm Beach.
One of the weigh-ins.
To do a documentary.
One of the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
When's the weigh-in?
Weigh-ins are 3 p.m. at Modell's in Huntington.
Today?
No.
Tomorrow? You don't even know.
Friday.
Oh, Friday. Okay. So it's the day before.
I got to weigh 140 pounds, and that's not today.
All right, man. We got more with our boy. Are we talking to Cletus, or are we talking to the Hebrew Hammer?
Come on, this is Cletus, right?
This is Cletus, man. Come on, let's get talking.
Dude, you're looking, the kid from Charlotte.
You're looking fly, brother.
Hey, thank you, man. I got to save that money, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm at the point, even though we're sold out for the event, I saved some tickets so I can scalp them so I can pay for my clothing.
There you go. Do what you got to do, brother. Ain't no shame in your game.
Pocket watch. I mean, he's really like old school looking right here. Look at this.
For years, I always I'd like to dress like in the 1920s. My girlfriend bought me a 1889 pocket watch.
Wow. Okay,
so cool. This is like when I go out. This is my 1920s.
You went and got a girlfriend?
8-year veteran.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not really a girlfriend.
Right. It's more a sparring partner.
Yeah. Full blown. You have no idea what's going on in this house.
More Cletus coming up next. Here's Ted with the
754.
Sunrise Highway eastbound in the Hamptons, east of Head of Pond Road. We had an accident there being worked on. Westbound Sunrise loaded into Sills Road at exit 55, where we have an accident, and then lots of slow traffic into the Oakdale Merge. Northern Parkway westbound, making your way into Round Swamp Road, exit 39, dealing with an accident there, and the eastbound side is heavy as well. It's a slow go on the Southern Parkway both ways between exit 17 and 32, and also both ways.
Jesus.
Roger, JP, 102.3 WBAB. Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer, Seldon, in the studio with us.
We'll get more of them next. They gave you an AR-15.
Yeah, they actually said, here, Cletus Seldon, we know you were in a behavioral program in high school. We're going to give you an AR-15.
Brilliant.
This is fantastic. But we're going to modify it so you can't take the clip out.
There more stories like that with Cletus coming next. Boy from Shirley, done good, 17-0, fighting Saturday night. Yeah. Sold out at the Paramount. More with the Hebrew Hammer next, 102.3 WBAB.
Long Island's number one rock station.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 803. Cletus Seldon is in. He is Cletus today, the boy from Shirley. He's not the Hebrew Hammer yet. That only shows up maybe at the weigh-in a little bit, but Saturday night at Starbucks and Rocket Fights 22.
I would say more at the fight. As soon as my hands get wrapped and I put my purple robe on, my robe. Once my robe and my trunks get on,
you become.
Oh, there he is. The transformation to the superhero, maybe a villain. We don't know yet.
Are you married to the purple?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I'm actually feeling that like Seahawks colors. So Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're gonna make over that. But my outfit cost $800. So until somebody wants to come over and sponsor me a new one, this ain't gonna happen.
So the funny thing is, Cleet, how tall are you?
I'm 5'7" and a half.
So, as you say, you're a small fighter.
Yeah.
But the thing that I noticed just from talking to him for 10 minutes, your hands are huge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have big, for a guy who's 5'7", you have, I mean,
I don't even want to know where this is going.
I'm 6 feet. Well, I'm just, how?
It's true. It is true.
they don't call you the hammer because how hard you hit?
My girlfriend now, and beforehand, when she saw me fight in the ring, she's like, yeah, he must have a small one.
Yeah.
She definitely thought that. And then.
You proved her wrong.
I think like 3 months later, I hit it with the hammer.
Jesus Christ.
And she would always say, I always thought it was a... No. Yeah. I don't know what Jewish men that you have hanging out with. This is a different breed.
You are so irreparably broken. It's insane.
Cletus is one of the rare Jewish fighters and who has made it so far in the game.
Yeah. On Long Island, you know of Chris Algieri.
Right.
Know of her.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few other fighters. Like, Shawnee Monahan's a great fighter. He's from Long Beach. He sells out places. He's ranked fourth in the world. Sixth in the world. And not too many people know about him.
Right.
And it's crazy because you guys got top athletes in professional boxing that live on Long Island.
Wow.
The good thing about boxing than any other sport where I saw was if I can get my name out there and people come out and support me and see me.
Yeah.
I can take this as far as I want because we don't have any professional sports on Long Island.
Right, but it's much bigger. The game is much bigger than Long Island for you. I mean, you want to fight how many more times at the Paramount before you're on the big stage?
It's already sold out, so I don't even think we can fit one more person. They had fighters on a car. They had to take them all off because they usually were ticket salesmen.
Right.
They kind of didn't really need them, so they just kept taking them by one.
So you win this fight Saturday night. What's next?
Right after this, I'm hoping to get a call from... the WBC champion, Victor Postol. Mm. That's the guy I want. That's the champion in my division. That's the guy I want to fight.
And that would be in an arena.
That would be an arena fight. That could be in Russia.
That could be in Ukraine.
That could be in Russia.
So you have to wait for him to ask you, or can you guys propose, listen, we want to fight, and then he can decide? Or is it a formality thing where he's got to pick you?
Nobody else wants to fight the guy. I'll fight him. I'll pick the guy. Nobody's calling him out. Nobody hears it.
You have to promise me something. If you fight in Russia and you win, you better repeat word for word the Rocky speech.
If I could change, then you could change.
Get me a beer.
Well, that'll be the difference. That's awesome.
I'll make sure I do it on Christmas.
Right.
And then we'll make sure that we will actually get paid. Rocky did it for free.
Yeah.
He said he's going in.
Oh, yeah, you can pay.
You got to get paid.
Yeah, I got to get paid.
So if he asks you for a fight, do you guys negotiate how much you get paid with his camp, or is it just a promoter who says, all right, you two guys want to fight, we'll decide how much you guys get paid, and then you agree?
That business gets talked by the promoters. Starboxing would talk that with the top
I know you're Jewish, so it's in your blood, but you're not doing your own negotiating, right? Like you got
somebody
else.
Oh, you wouldn't want me doing that negotiating.
No.
You got to have somebody else.
Yeah, you got to have somebody else, right?
Yeah, you would never make a deal.
Right.
You kill somebody.
I would literally be out there.
That's what I wonder. Because
taking every cent.
Because you're, well, not even that. At heart, you're a street kid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I can see you being in meetings and someone saying the wrong thing and you losing your marbles.
When it comes to that, I'm very professional. I sit back and I wait for my opportunity.
Right.
And then I crush them with words that they've heard when they were maybe in the streets when they were younger.
Yeah.
And they shut up.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. And then I give you the bear Jew look.
Right.
Like, the bear Jew. I give them the eye of the bear Jew. And they just melt into my pieces of flesh that I can eat.
Right on, man.
And that's how I do business.
I love his attitude, man. Nice. It's like a 6'10" attitude. I'll tell you.
You know, there's just zero fear in him.
No, that's right.
And zero. I mean, I know you can't go into a ring scared or anything, but you have zero fear. Almost to the point where it's like, you'd step in front of a train. I could take him.
Oh, absolutely. You know? What I've been waiting for and hoping for is waiting for that guy that wants to fight me so hard that he wants to kill me. And then that's going to be the great fight for us. And I hope he does, because that means it's going to be worth it.
That you hope he kills you?
If he kills me. If that would be, please, to God, do not let him, like, make me paralyzed. Let him just kill me. I don't, that's what I want. I want to find that guy that wants to kill me. And that's the way it goes. That's pretty much how I.
But you want, but you want to beat him though. You don't want to lose the fight.
Oh, well, you're so messed up.
Guess what? If that fight goes that way, we're coming back. I'll probably have to fight one more time my entire life, and we can retire.
Yeah.
Hopefully, buy a house.
Yeah.
After all the cuts, and then live the same dream you guys have.
Yeah, same dream.
Like it's a regular
same
person.
Dream. Yeah, it's a dream.
A part-time job and own my house. Yeah. That's all I ever want.
Part-time job, my
yeah,
ass.
That's what we do part-time.
Right. But. That's your dream, though. That's your dream. Yeah. You guys have your goals you're living now, but the dream is that's the big dream. Own your house, work football part-time. Part-time. Right. That's it. That's a dream.
Right on. More with Cletus coming next. Right now, it's 809, 10 Ezra Roads.
Sunrise Highway westbound. As you make your way into Sills Road at exit 55, we had an earlier...
Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 818. Cletus the Hebrew Hammer Seldon, nice enough to come in and hang with us today. The week of his fight, Saturday night at the Paramount, sold out. Star Boxing, Rockin' Fights 22. And he is the feature fight, and just a lot of fun to hang with. 17-0, 14 knockouts, and making his way. I mean, we've talked to you before, and you just continue along your path trying to get to the top. It's pretty cool.
I don't know how many people have come in here, and as you're speaking the whole time, I'm on my phone because my ADD is kicked in 100%.
Right.
I heard everything you said, but you're welcome.
No, it's all good.
The last time you were here, we shot that video with Ted.
Oh, my God. Right,
that was fun, man.
We post this video. I punched Ted. Big deal. What? No one likes him anyway. He's got little beady eyes. Right? And some douchebag goes on there, and he literally comments how he should go to the authorities and press charges. He should quit his job and sue everybody here.
Right.
He should drop dead.
You know what? It's not even about... It's almost like they... we deal with it every day. You don't have to... Probably don't deal with it as much, but we deal with it every day. It's almost like they don't listen to the show.
There's like this little group of, there can be these people that have a personality where they're looking for that little thing to like to dig at. You know, most people get it.
Was that like that guy who called up about the Spider-Man thing and he gave you the whole Wikipedia on why the Spider-Man?
The Spider-Man was actually a wrestling move. And
back in 1990s, I used this on my friend.
That's the world we live in, man.
That guy, that's not nearly as bad as the guy who complained about you and your Ted's video where you posted
paragraphs, how it wrong and bullying.
Assault charges, right?
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember that,
I was like, and somebody would comment like a sentence and he'd come back with like a 2-page paper. I'm like, what the f-? I'm just going to read the last paragraph. By the way, last sentence, can you just summarize the rest? Yeah.
So what's the next belt? So you got this belt now.
Is this
on the line this Saturday?
Yeah, of course it is. I'm fighting on 140. I'm fighting for my ranking as well. I'm eighth in the world. I'm trying to get sixth. Get in the top six. Who knows, even top five if you push hard enough.
If you win this fight, where do you go? Do you climb?
I keep hearing this if.
No, well, you know, when if.
I told you, send the guy back to Puerto Rico in a body bag.
Right. When you win the fight. So if you're eight now, will your ranking?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get in, if six, maybe top five.
Okay. And you said, and does it depend on how the fight goes as to how high you go? Like if you take him out in the first round.
Yeah, that's definitely.
You probably go to five?
You're able to.
If it goes distance by decision, you only go to seven or six?
The promoters are able to work with a lot more with that, because they'll see the guy's record, see where he's from, and if you go out there, like the last guy fought, because I got ranked from 18 to 9, the guy had, out of 36 wins, he had 32 knockouts. That's more than I had fights.
Right.
He had more knockouts than I had fights, double. Total.
Right.
So it's like, all right, we're moving this boy up.
Yeah, and, they tested you in your past.
Yeah, yeah. So, and this guy, nobody knocked out.
And you beat him.
I knocked him out and made him quit in the fourth.
That's great.
Yeah, that's feels.
What
so
does he
good.
Say when he's quitting? What is like? He's saying, "I'm out, I'm out," or is he like his trainer?
They usually put like a really sad face on. They look down and then they look at the ref for like 1 second.
Yeah,
and they give him the eye.
And they go like, "Oh, why'd you stop it?" And then like to make feel better about themselves, but right. then they go walk in the corner and with their head like between their tails, like,
yeah.
"Oh, thank God, I'm out of here."
Is there when you know the fight? A fight is going your way. Is there a look that you'll see in your opponent when now he's mine?
No, I just get the adrenaline. And I can feel them more. I remember fighting for this belt. I'm fighting a fight with Bane Jargal, and I really wasn't sure how the fight was going. I knew I was winning the fight,
mm-hmm.
but then like the eighth round, I looked up and his face was all smashed up and bleeding, and
right.
he looked all like deformed. I was like,
did I do that?
Oh, I guess I'll stop punching him a little more.
Yeah. And then you just go in for
and
a
And we just took it for that. Yeah. And I was like, oh, now I can set him up for that. But normally I never look at a guy's face. I usually, I'm always looking at his shoulders the whole time and to see where he's doing everything. Mm-hmm. So,
do you get in the zone where you don't notice something that obvious? Are you in a zone?
Yeah, I never even looked at his face till the eighth round, and that's usually how it normally goes.
You just know his face is right above the shoulders you're looking at, and you just go
just
for that target?
At his shoulders, and if I hit him anywhere in that spot, I usually get him, and if I miss, I usually hit him right in the face.
That's great. That's
good
great.
Strategy, bro.
Aim small, miss small.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Bro. Well, listen, good luck. Unfortunately for y'all, if you wanted to go see the fight, if you don't have a ticket, you're out of luck because the fights are sold out.
I'll be out there scalping them to pay for my
There you go.
That's the attitude.
Right on, man. Well, listen, good
hey,
luck.
Hey, good luck Saturday night. Thank sure, you don't really need it, but we know you'll fight hard and represent Long Island well. And then we'll see what happens after that. If you get to fight the Russian, that'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. We're doing a big thing. We got the new website coming out. All the money that goes to this from the shirts we're selling all goes to Vets Live Matter. All the money's going there.
Okay.
We're putting up a
shirts they can buy at the fight.
They can buy them at the fight, mm-hmm. or they can buy them online as well.
Nice.
And all of them are going to Vets Lives Matter. They're the new thing on Long Island that's really working out for us
for
them. So and then after that, we're doing like maybe 10-20% for future. They're always going to go to them. That's my
good,
new
man.
Gig.
That's a nice thing. Where do they get them online? What's
your CletusSeldon.com. Okay. That should be up in a few days.
SELDIN, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go, Cletus.
There we go.
Good luck, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. No problem.
Cletus Seldon, everybody. Ted's relieved. He hasn't gotten hit.
Yeah, yeah.
It went well, Ted, didn't it?
Yeah, so far.
I promise. I'm going to show you some love.
Yeah. At the Long Island Fights for Charity that night, he was staring at me from the other side of the ring. It was great. Just staring me down.
Yeah. Give him the bear Jew.
You know, heard your look?
You know, yeah. I'm in that thing now.
I know. I heard Cletus Seldon's going to be training you.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that, too.
That's good luck, buddy.
That's a rumor.
I'm really nice to all the white men in boxing.
All right.
8:24.
We got to talk more about that off the air.
Here's Ted with the roads.
Later.
Sunrise Highway westbound.